I, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaBelle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for Jesus, and thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, thank you for this precious opportunity that you will summon us together, all of those who are under the sound of my voice, Father, all the way into your presence, my Father, and feast at the King's table, Father, that we might hear, Lord, from you, Father God. So right now, Lord, we humble ourselves under your mighty hands, and Father, we would ask that you would strengthen us, that you would edify us, that you would build us up, Lord, that you would cause us to become partakers of our inheritance, my Father, that's in light, that's in knowledge. So once again, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the communion of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you're welcome. You're welcome on this broadcast. You're welcome to have full control and to minister to us as seen wise unto our Father. Jesus, we thank you for your grace and for the precious gift that you sent us in the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, who will lead and guide us into the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. And Father, we once again, we count it an honor and a privilege, and we give you all of the credit, all of the praise, all of the honor, for all the things that you have done, that you are doing, and that you will continuously do, Father, for all eternity. And for that, Father, we say thank you. And once again, Holy Spirit, have your way in this broadcast today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, out there in radio land, hallelujah. Like I said again, it's an honor and a privilege to come together with all of you out there tuning in to this radio broadcast, that we might go behind the veil into the presence of the Most High God. And listen, there's a purpose for that. And the Bible says, wherever purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. The purpose for God calling us through the gates of thanksgiving, through the courts of praise, through the holy place, all the way into the holies of holies, that's the presence of the Lord, the literal presence of the Lord. That's because, boy, he loves you, and he want to commune with you. Thank God for the corporate relationship, but there's no greater relationship than that personal relationship, that one-on-one. And if we will allow God to speak to all of our hearts, not just collectively, but individually. Let me see if I can say it in a better way. But we could come to the place where we don't just hear what the men and women of God say to us about God's word, but when we begin to hear what the Holy Spirit say to us about what they say. But that is then, that's eating from the King's table. If you're just listening to the man or woman of God, then you're eating from the servant's table. And listen, that ain't no bad thing. That's a good thing. Thank God for the fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, bishops, posts, whatever name you might fall up under. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Because they are sent to edify the body of Christ for the work of all our ministry, to edify us until we all become a statue of Christ, to edify us, to build us up, hallelujah, till we become one. That's the service table. Hallelujah. But boy, that's a great, and like I said, that's a good thing. But I'm talking about something greater than that, even greater than that, right? That's eating from the king's table. When you can hear what the Lord say to you about what we say. And when you can hear what the Holy Spirit of the Lord say to you about what we say, and you hear the voice of God, and you eat from the king's table, you hear what God say to you about what we say. That's a great thing. Just hearing what we say, that's a good thing. But when you can hear what God say to you about what we say, that's a great thing. Hallelujah. So once again, you know, let's open our hearts and our minds and our will, our emotions, our attitude to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And allow him to do just what Jesus Christ said that he would do. But he would not testify of himself, but he would testify of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to bring us in remembrance and into the reality of what Jesus said. Not just the knowledge of it, but the reality of what Jesus said. Hallelujah. The reality. So that, man, we don't just be men tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, but that we be built up in our most holy faith to a full stature of Christ. That, what's a stature? That's a fixed, predictable image of someone. Until we become fixed, predictable, in the express image of Jesus Christ.
And then he
until we look like Jesus, talk like Jesus. I ain't talking about look as in a mirror. I know I look like him in character and nature. When we talk like him, when we walk like him, when we think like him, when we live like him, when we do like him. Why? Because as he is, so are we.
All right.
The thing that he do, so shall we. And the same way the Father sent him, and the same way he wants to send us, what? Into all the world and make disciples of all men, teaching them what he taught us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say that again, brother. Hey, teaching us, teaching one another what he taught us. So I begin to see what he taught the disciples, boy. And all through the New Testament, the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I begin to read it in a different light than what I was reading it before. I begin to read it in the light of not just who Jesus is and what he did, but I begin to read it in the light of what he said, what he preached. And I come to this amazing discovery, you know, that who he is and what he did and what he preached is all three different things. They're all good. Hallelujah. He is, that's good. What he did, that's good. But I found out something that was great was that that's what he said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Thank God for who he is. And thank God for what he did. Those are all good things. But boy, I discovered something that was great was that what he said. So when I began to read those four gospel, boy, I began to read it in the light of what he said. And I discovered something. That the subject matter to everything that he was saying was pertaining to the reestablishment of God's kingdom back up on the earth. And then I discovered something else as I began I had already been studying the Old Testament. And then I learned something, what? That the theme of the Old Testament was the restoration of God's kingdom. God set up a kingdom in Genesis 1 and 2. In Genesis chapter 3, he lost that kingdom. And from Genesis chapter 3 all the way through to Malachi, the last chapter in the Old Testament, is a means to one end. That's the reestablishment of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven that God set up on the earth in Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 3, he lost everything in the Old Testament was a means to the restoration of that kingdom. The New Testament, and when Jesus Christ came, was the fulfillment of that promise. Well, hey, Jesus Christ came and he came with a government on his shoulder. Isaiah said, and you know the scripture, Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and a government shall this governing reign and of his kingdom, there shall be no end. So what Jesus Christ came, he came for the fulfillment of promise. What promise? In Genesis 8:15, when God told the devil, the seed of the woman, I'm going to come to that woman, just like you deceived the woman, I'm going to use a woman. I'm going to come to the seed of that same woman that you deceived. Hey, that seed going to bruise your head. That literally means he's going to be the authority that Adam handed over to you, the dominion over the earth that Adam gave to you, that I gave to them. He's going to take that back, and he's going to restore it back to who it rightfully belonged to. And baby, in the fullness of time, when the setting was right, when everything was in place, God fulfilled that purpose. Lord God came himself in the person of his son, Jesus Christ, and called him Emmanuel. Well, that's God with us. That's God fulfilling that promise. But I promise you, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to take back the authority that the devil, that you stole from Adam and Eve, and I'm going to restore it back to who it rightfully belonged to, mankind, and I'm going to restore back to them everything that they lost in Adam and Eve's disobedience and rebellion against my known will. Well, listen, in the Old Testament 2,000 years ago, he did that. He fulfilled that. And he came back and he did what God called him to do. So in reality, the kingdom of heaven, the Old Testament was the restoration of the kingdom. The New Testament is the kingdom has been restored. What's left for us to do now? To grow up in the light of that kingdom. That's our inheritance. The Bible says in the book of Colossians that we have an inheritance, but our inheritance is in light. That word light, that means illumination. That means knowledge. Hallelujah. That means coming to the knowledge of it. Glory to God. 1 second. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, but I think we're back on the air now, you know, and I don't know if you heard the first part of our broadcast. But anyway, we got a guest on with us today, you know, Apostle Ron and Pastor Earlene Edison from Bethel Divine Intervention Ministry. And they are guests on the radio broadcast with us today, and they're a tremendous blessing to the body of Christ. They have a tremendous prayer line, a tremendous Bible study. In fact, you know, I'm going to introduce them and let them tell you about, you know, their ministry, where they're located there, and what they're doing. And God has a word in their heart for the body of Christ. So without any further delay, I want to introduce to the radio audience Apostle Ronald and Pastor Earlene Edison to our broadcast today. Hi, Apostle and Pastor. How y'all
Hello.
Doing today?
Oh, we're doing okay. Thank God for this beautiful day. Amen. And another opportunity to go on live broadcast to be a part of your ministry, Pastor Arthur. We appreciate you guys so much, and we love you all and your ministry. As you were saying earlier, I have my wife, Pastor Earlene Edison, with me by my side, and we are, our church is Bethel Divine Intervention Ministries. We are located on 1909 Highway 71 North in Bunky, Louisiana. And also we have a prison ministry called Second Chance Prison Ministry, inner city Second Chance Prison Ministry. And we also have a ministry called Women Building Up Women, amen. But I know it's always a blessing, and God have a word for us today. And if you would just turn with me today to the book of Exodus, chapter 14. And I'll try to be as brief as possible because of our difficulties today. In Exodus 13, at first, in verse 21, it says, "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people." And I want to read this one for the sake of time. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 21, it talks about the Lord had stretched, Moses stretched his hand with the rod, and the Red Sea was departed. And it was a wall on the left hand and a wall on the right hand. However, our theme, our subject will be that the Lord is the way maker and a promise keeper and covenant maker. Just a little brief in reference to the name Exodus, it means departure or going out or just leaving. And we know that Egypt symbolically represents sin, darkness, a place of affliction, you know, a place of despair. Israel was in slavery 430 years. And one thing I know about the Lord, he always have a strategy and a battle plan for mankind, for our every situation. God had already had raised up a deliverer, Moses, the prophet of God, to be the spokesperson on behalf of the people of God. Moses called him again at the burning bush. Notice, take notice that I say God always have a plan. Mm-hmm. And a strategy and a battle plan. He already ordained Moses to be by that burning of bush, to be the one as an instrument that God would use. We know about all the plagues that the Lord had went for to tell Moses, to tell Pharaoh to let my people go, but he had hardened his heart. Mm-hmm. But at the same token, God was just raising up Pharaoh to reveal his mighty hand to let Israel and Egypt know there's only one God, Jehovah, the great I am that I am. And so Jesus was a type of Moses as well, a prophet of God, the one that God had led and anointed for to be our plan, his plan, perfect plan for redemption, to redeem mankind, to bring us back to our rightful state. Sin represents Egypt. You know, and when you read the text, it talks about the Lord had gave his finally divine instructions about taking a lamb without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle. I want you to slaughter it. I want you to roast the head and the leg parts together. And I want to speak to according to the number of children in Israel, every house. And I want you to take the blood. And I want you to strike the two lintel posts and the top post. And whenever I execute my judgment this night in the land of Egypt, wherever I see the blood, the destroyer will not come in. Pointing us typologically speaking all the way back to the new covenant, that's what Jesus did, and that's what he was, and that's what he is for us, our Passover lamb, the perfect plan of God to redeem us back in mankind. God was initiating his covenant with Israel back then, just like God is continuing initiating his covenant right now. Remember, our title is Waymaker. God has already made the way for us through Jesus Christ. Just like he departed the Red Sea for Israel to bring them on dry foot to the other side, God has already made a way for your every situation, for my situation, your situation. No matter what your situation is, you could have financial difficulty, your children could be going crazy and mad, you might have stress on your job, you have might have bills that need to be paid, don't look like the light's about to come in money and time, or the car note, the house note, the mortgage, rent, or whatever it might be. God has already made a way for us.
Hallelujah.
In your every situation. This is what I want to say, and I'm going to pass it over to my wife, Pastor Aline. In Exodus, this is how awesome God is. Exodus 13, this is how much God is concerned about you and concerned about us and his people. And verse 21 and 22 in the 13th chapter of Exodus, it said, the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way. Notice that he's the way maker. Remember, he led the way. Jesus led the way.
Yeah.
And by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. And then look in verse 22. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. God is a way maker. God is the profoundness of God's wisdom, and his character is so awesome. God gave them a light in the darkness to lead them forward to make a way in the night in a dark situation. And on the Egyptian side, the enemy of Israel, it was pitch darkness. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So God was already leading them in the day, and he was leading them at night because he is a way maker. Sometimes you can't see God moving, just like the song said. He's a way maker, promise keeper. He's moving when you can't see that he's moving. He makes light in darkness.
Hallelujah.
He gave them in the hot desert. Can you imagine this? You're in the hot sand of the desert, parching hot wilderness, and God loved you enough to give you a cloud to cool you off, and then on the enemy side is hot as it can be.
My God.
The Bible says that in the days of famine, you shall be satisfied. Everybody that you might come in contact with might be suffering things because of the economy. They might be jobless or jobless. They might not have any money or no food. But because you are a child of God, God will have you with food on your table during a famine.
Yes, Lord.
God will provide your finances, provision for to pay your bills.
Yes, he will.
Because God is what? A way maker.
A way maker.
He's a promise keeper, and he's a covenant maker. God keeps his promises. We might let each other down, but you could think back on those days when God did something for you, when you couldn't do it for yourself. God never changed. We change. And Malachi says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, your sons of Jacob not consumed. Hebrews 13 says, for Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever will be. So God don't change. He keep his promise. Man, break they promise. Timothy talk about truce breakers. People make covenants with people and sign peace treaties, and when you turn your back, they still shooting missiles at you.
Hallelujah.
But God keeps his promise. So I want to pass the baton on to Pastor Aline and let God share what's on our heart. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Good afternoon, church.
Good evening. Good afternoon.
Amen. Amen. God told them, he said, I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. I am the Lord. And in verse 13, he's telling Moses, he says, stand back. Why are you fearful? Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom I have seen today, ye shall see them again no more. What God is trying to tell us, he's in charge. He allowed Pharaoh to follow them because he wanted to get his honor. And there's too many of us trying to take the honor of God. It's too many of us not letting God do what we ask him to do. We pray for certain things, and when God starts working on it, we want to get in his way. But he's telling us, he said, just stand back. Get out of my way. I don't need your help. I am God, and there's no other God besides me. So he tell him, he said, don't you fear. Stand still. God told Joshua in the Bible, he said, fear not. Wherever you go, I will be with you. And wherever you are today, whatever situation you're in today, God is in that situation with you.
Yes,
some of us pray and ask God to bring our children in, and we don't know how he's going to bring them in, but he have a plan. He knows what he is doing. Sometimes he have to put them on lockdown. Sometimes he have to lay them on their backs. Sometimes he have to lay us on our backs in order to get him to know, us to know, that he is moving. He is doing this. So he said, which we will show you today, what you going through today. God have your back. He, once again, he's that way maker. He's that promise keeper. You just get out of God's way and let God be God in your life. You shall see them again no more. Who is he talking about? God is talking about our enemies. God is fighting a battle that you cannot fight for yourself.
The Lord shall fight for you
no matter what the situation is, no matter how big it is. You just hold your peace and praise God. Hold your peace and get out of God's way. Why are you crying unto God anyway? Why don't you pick up your Bible? Raise your Bible. That's your weapon. Praise your God in spite of what you see going on with you. Let God be God so you can go forward. Lift up your rod. Lift up that Bible and find every scripture in that Bible that's pertaining to your word. Stretch out your hand over your situation. And keep on praising God. And the children of God of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. God is about to dry up some tears right now. You've been crying out for God to fight. So get out of the way. Be quiet. Be still. And know that he is God. This is Pastor Earlene Edison and Ronna Edison at 1909 Highway 71 North in Bunkie. If you want to get in touch with us, you can go to our Yahoo Mail, ic2cpm@yahoo.com. And on April the 4th at 4 p.m., on April the 5th at 4 p.m., we will be having our fellowship meeting, and we ask that any church all tell you that all of you are welcome. Yes, there's no big I's and no little U's. Just come out on the 5th and fellowship with us. And God will make a good unit, a great people come together just to be with one another and enjoy ourselves in the Lord. Yes, in Lord. Jesus' name, amen.
And I thank God for Pastor Earlene. And before I pass it back over to Pastor Arthur LaVar, another couple of passages of scriptures that stood out to me the most that I would like to bring to our attention to just show you and encourage us how God is with us, y'all. Mm-hmm. God is with every one of us. Look what he did for Israel. And he have no respect of person. In verse 14, this is awesome. It says in chapter 14, verse 18, it says, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. When I have gotten the honor, gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots and upon his horse. Now, God was just raising Pharaoh up to make him think that he was the big eye, that he's the big man. He the big king. The big shot caller, nobody like him in Egypt.
Yeah.
All the time, God was using him up to reveal the true identity and the characteristic of Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner.
Yes, amen.
And it says that in verse 19, look at the plan of God, how he worked this thing out in 19. And the angel of the Lord went before the camp of Israel. Look what he did to you guys. Removed and went behind them. And the pillar cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And in verse 20 say, and it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. It got in between them. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to thee, so that the one came not near the other all night. Look how God protected them, Pastor.
Yes,
he made it so dark and separated the enemy where they couldn't do Israel, the people of God, his peculiar treasure, no harm at all. They couldn't see where they was at. They couldn't even see how to get to Israel.
Mm.
God is saying our enemies can't do us no harm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We have several enemies, but it's one public enemy, and that's the enemy of the devil.
Hallelujah.
And no matter how the weapon is formed, it won't prosper. The Lord never had told us that it would be not any weapon.
Mm-hmm.
He said that the weapons will not prosper. It will be weapons.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is they shall not prosper. So the Lord, Jehovah God, the Yahweh, Lord, that is in Hebrew, he led them a fire by night. What you think the wise men saw that night when Jesus was born? They had a light. They followed his star. The star gave light. What Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
Yes.
God was demonstrating who Jesus was in the Old Testament. Some people don't believe that Jesus is in the Old Testament, too. He all over the Bible.
All over it.
You just got to know where he at. when you read the scripture. So God sent his angel, and it said in verse 20, and I want to read again, and it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that one came not near the other all night long. God did a battle thing all night long, y'all. All night long. It was a war going on all night long. The angels of God, just like right now, we go to sleep at night. We be concerned about things. God is on the scene warring for us in the spiritual realm. Y'all got to get that revelation today.
Yes, Lord.
God is moving on your behalf like never before, like crazy. Destroying the things that are in our way. And it won't be long. This week sometime, or some of you get a breakthrough just from hearing this message today. Because God has drawn us on the line today by Spirit. And he got everybody that needs to be on the line for this season right now.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you came.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And he said, Israel went on dry ground. On dry ground. Can you imagine that? Crossing a sea. The Red Sea had that. Yeshua, and you know what it says in the Bible, that the Lord, that the children Israel, clothes waxed not old, they feet did not swell, and there was not one feeble one among them. And the good part is, notice that they left out of Egypt with great possessions.
Good God Almighty. Hello.
You're going through trials and tribulation. It seems like it's the war is so hard for you right now. Look like it's been one thing after another. One ache in the body after another. First you get an ache, next thing you know you got a headache. All kind of old things been happening. And you look like, God, where in the world are you at in this situation here? But all the time, God is working it out.
Working it out. Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Working it out for our good. And you're going to have great possessions because you got a breakthrough coming.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God never leaves us behind. But I want to take the time out and let Pastor Aline say what's on her heart a few minutes.
Don't forget that no matter what you're going through, the angel of God is with you.
Yeah.
And he has already dispatched his angels around you and your family and your situation.
Thank you, Jesus.
So God is moving in the spirit.
Yes,
and the only way you can win the war is get in the spirit of God.
Yes, Lord.
Get in the spirit of God, and God will fight this battle for you. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. If he created this world, then he can fight your battle.
Yes,
so you just stand back and let the angel of God fight for you, because your breakthrough is on the way. Harder the fight, the bigger the breakthrough you will receive in the Lord. And I pass it back to Pastor Arthur LaBall. Thank you for having us on.
Hey, it's an honor and it's a privilege. You know, hey, our God is a way making God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And boy, he ain't gonna never forsake us. He ain't gonna never leave us. He won't let us down. All we gotta do is have trust and confidence in his exceeding great and precious promises. You know, when we were saying earlier on the broadcast, you know, that, hey, you know, the theme of the Old Testament is the restoration of God's kingdom back on the earth. You know, just like Moses, Pharaohs, the army of Pharaohs, all those were types and shadows. You know, Pharaoh's a type of the devil. You know, Egypt, that's a type of the world. You know, Pharaoh's army, that's a type of all the angels that the devil deceived into going into rebel against God with him, you know. And it's the same thing in the new covenant, you know. Hey, our Moses is Jesus, you know. And just like Moses went told Pharaoh, let my people go, Jesus did the same thing to the devil. Hey, thus said the Lord, I am
Lord,
to deliver my people, to set them free. Same thing, you know, hallelujah. You know, the Egypt that they was in, the slavery that they was in Moses' day and time, that's the slavery that we're in, the earth at the end of the day, under this world system that we live up under now, that's motivated and instructed and set up more by the devil himself. Enslaving to what? To sin and death, you know, hallelujah. But just like Moses set the children of Israel free, same way God, Jesus Christ, came and set us free from the slavery and the bondage of Satan himself, all his demon cohorts. Remember the Bible says Jesus made a show of them openly.
In front of all
his demon cohorts, took the keys of death, hell, in the grave, paid the penalty for our sins, rose, and when he rose with all power. Hallelujah.
Oh,
that's just like Apostle say, boy, that's God. That's our Maymaker. That's our Waymaker, glory to God. That's our covenant-keeping God, hallelujah. He promised that he wasn't going to never leave us. He wasn't going to never forsake us. Way back in the garden, man, when he put Adam and Eve out of the garden, he said, I promise you something. Well, even though I can't live with you and in you no more, but I promise you something. I ain't never going to leave you, and I ain't never going to forsake you, hallelujah.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I'm going to be a very present help, even in your time of trouble, even in your fall. Even when you didn't rebel against me, I'm not going to leave you, said the Lord. I'm not going to forsake you, said the Lord. Why? Because, boy, you are my people. You are my chosen people. And even though you might go into bondage, hallelujah, in this world system and under the slavery of Satan and his demon cohorts, yet I promise you something, said the Lord. Well, I ain't never going to leave you, and I ain't never going to forsake you. And one day I'm coming myself, and I'm going to redeem your life from this destruction.
Yes,
and I'm going to restore back to you everything that you lost in Adam. Hallelujah. And boy, when you come out, you're coming out smelling like a rose. Just like a father said, boy, it wasn't a feeble-minded one among them. Hallelujah.
That's
it wasn't
Hallelujah.
No sketches. It wasn't no man, you know, sugar diabetes, high blood pressure.
Hallelujah.
None of that. Hallelujah. Why? Because the same God that saved, that put that blood post over the house and the death angel passed through, and that's the same God that, boy, put the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That eternal death and the penalty for sin and death, so that death angel might pass over us and that we might be free too. Then, like the apostle said, he took the blood and he sprinkled it on the doorpost of the house. And just like Jesus Christ took his blood, boy, and sprinkled it up on the doorpost of our lives. Hallelujah.
Thank
he told him this here. He said, take that lamb and roast it. And
eat
all of it. And, boy, as they ate it, blind eyes start opening, hallelujah. Lame legs begin to get stronger, hallelujah. Sugar diabetes and high blood pressure begin to regulate. The sick begin to be healed, hallelujah. So when they came out of Egypt, hallelujah, boy, it wasn't a feeble-minded one among them. He didn't only save them, boy, but he healed them too, glory to God.
Yes,
and delivered them too. And most important, boy, when they came out of Egypt, boy, they came out with all the gold. So even though they worked for them 430 years of slavery, however long it was, you know, and let me tell you something, boy, it seemed like they didn't get paid, but boy, when God delivered them, man, he delivered them, boy, with all the gold and all the silver of Egypt. Glory
yes, Lord.
Strange thing about that, Apostle, you know, and we'll ask you and Pastor to pray for our listening audience. You know, they gave them all that gold and all that silver and everything else, and then they led them out into the wilderness. But out there, it ain't got no housing projects. It ain't got no plush neighborhood. It ain't got no malls. It ain't got no car lots. It ain't got no nice homes and none of that out there. Here they got all that gold and all that silver. But boy, they in a place, man, where they don't even need that. Well, because there wasn't no plush neighborhood out there. There wasn't no malls out there. What God is saying, God said, I supply all your needs even when you don't even know it. Even if you think you don't have a need, you say, listen, the money is not the issue. That belongs to you. In the kingdom, the wealth is common. It's commonwealth, you know. You are heirs of the kingdom of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Listen, the streets are paved with gold. And the wealth
Lord.
In the kingdom is common. So just like boy Moses got delivered the children out with all the spoil of Egypt, the same way Jesus Christ has delivered us from under the power and the hand of the devil with all the treasures of heaven. Glory to God. What he said, boy, in Matthew 25:34, come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. How wealthy is heaven? How rich is heaven? How magnificent is heaven? Hallelujah. And that's our inheritance, hallelujah. And it was ours before the foundation of the world. It was prepared for us. We lost it in Adam. Adam sold us into slavery. And hallelujah. And boy, it's been regained and restored back to us through Jesus Christ. Through one man's disobedience, sin and death and destruction and slavery and bondage, man, came upon the whole human race through Adam's disobedience. And through Jesus Christ's obedience, then I'm talking about, boy, the deliverance from the bondage of Satan himself. Hallelujah. The penalty for sin is paid in full. The righteous demand of a just God is met. And God sent Jesus Christ to this earth, boy, to let the devil know that his reign is over with. Hallelujah. That the heaven and the earth belong to God. And, boy, he has restored us back to our rightful place that we had in him before Adam and Eve ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Can you imagine that? What kind of life that was before Adam and Eve ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? I say this all the time on this broadcast, boy. I mean, just something to ponder on. What was life like? What kind of relationship did Adam and Eve have before they ate off, with God, before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
Yes, Lord.
Tell my people I come down to deliver them. Why? Because I want them to come out in the wilderness where I can fellowship with him, with them, where I can commune with them, where I can renew their mind, where I can restore them back to everything. Why? Because even in their faults, even in their mistakes, even in their weaknesses, even in their inabilities and everything else, I'm a covenant-keeping God. I'm a way-making God. I ain't never going to leave my people, and I ain't never going to forsake my people. The Bible says, that through those, that's a promise from God. And through his exceeding great and precious promises, then we can partake of his divine nature. Whose nature? The nature of God. And escape the corruption that's in this world. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Instead of boy Pharaoh and his army man oppressing us, boy, now we got the angels of the Most High God watching over us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that no weapon formed against us can prosper. Even death, glory to God, it can't prosper. Hallelujah. Even sickness and disease, it can't prosper. Even poverty and lack, it can't prosper. Even racism and hate and corrupt government and everything else, none of that can prosper. Why? Because God has already made the way. Hallelujah. He's already established a covenant, glory to God. And boy, I'm talking about, he's not a man that he should lie, boy. Hallelujah. Yeah. If you see it, he's going to bring it to pass, glory to God. So, church, you don't have no problems. All you need is faith in your God and the promises of God. And as you hear God's word, hey, harden not your heart, man, but believe it and receive it. Grab a hold to it and seize it and place it in your possession. And watch God do just like he did for the children of Israel, boy. Watch God deliver you from everything that you need deliverance from. Watch God provide for you everything that you need, that you have need of. Watch God heal us of all our wounds, all our sickness, all our diseases that we need healing from. And watch God deliver us from whatever it might be that we might need deliverance from, whether it's spirit, soul, body, physically, whatever. Why? Because he promised that, glory to God. And through those exceeding great and precious promises, that we grab a hold to it and seize it and place it in our possession, then we escape the corruption that's in this world. Just like the children of Israel escaped the corruption that Pharaoh is on the tried to put on them, maybe they escaped that. Like Pastor Elliot said, what's that you got in your hand? Yeah, all I got is one scripture. Well, that's all you need. Stretch out on that. And watch God make a way, boy, where there ain't no way. Hallelujah. Watch God open doors, man, that no man can close. Hallelujah. Watch God, boy, deliver you from anything that you need deliverance for, provide for you anything that you have need provision for, deliver you from anything you need deliverance from, heal you from anything you need healing from, that you need saving from. Wow. That's the love of God that he has for his children. Glory to God. And, boy, that's how much he loves us. That's how much he cares for us. That's how much he's done for us. And all we got to do is, man, appropriate that in our lives. What you mean? All you got to do is receive that. What you mean receive it? Well, receive means to grab a hold of it, to seize it, and to place it in your possession. So as you heard the word from Pastor and Apostle Edison today, you know, that our responsibility now is to receive that. And you can let it go in one ear and come out the other, man, and it won't nothing happen to you. But if you grab a hold to that, well, that may-making, that way-making God that we have, those exceeding great and precious promises that he's given us. As you grab a hold of that and seed that and place that in your possession, then, man, you can partake of that not only in the sweet by and by, but in the right here and now. Why? Because he's a very present help in our time of need. He say, come boldly to the throne of his grace. He didn't say, just come. He say, come get what? Come get what you need. Come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy. Obtain, I mean to get. Come get men mercy and find grace to help you whenever you need it, in your time of need. Hallelujah. Well, all we need, what we need? All we need is faith and confidence in this way-making God that we serve, in this covenant-keeping God that we serve. Hallelujah. The Old Testament man was an old covenant, but the New Testament boy is a better promises. And that's the covenant that you and I live in, where we have been delivered from the bondage of Satan and all his demon cohorts. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. The penalty for our sins have been paid in full. We've been delivered from everything that we've been need delivered from. What the Bible says, who the Son sets free is what?
Free indeed.
Hallelujah. So let me tell you something. That ain't something that he's trying to do. That's something that he did over 2,000 years ago when he came to this earth and stripped Satan of his authority and power and gave it back to who it rightfully belonged to. That's you and I. So listen. Hallelujah. Boy, we serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. And as we come to the knowledge of how great he is, and you know what the most important part that he wanted us to take from that, as we come to the knowledge of how great he is and how awesome of a God that he is, he wants you to know that, boy, as he is, so are you. He's a great God, and he got great keys. Hallelujah. Yeah. He's a saving God, and he got saving keys. He's a delivering God, and he got delivering keys. He's a providing God, and he got providing keys. Hallelujah. 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 And the work that he did, that he wanted us to go and make complete that, to carry it out, to set the captives free, open blind eyes, unstop death ears, cause the lame to walk, bring deliverance to all those who are in bondage, in the slavery of Satan, sickness, disease, poverty, lack. They say, go do what? Go set the captives free. Hallelujah. Open blind eyes, cause the lame to walk, and to proclaim to every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the year of Jubilee, praise the Lord. All debt paid in full, hallelujah. Everything that was lost, restored back to us. And
hallelujah.
That's the God we serve. That's the day and the hour that we live in. Because God had already made a way. All we got to do is walk in it. Hallelujah. And if we do that, then that's what will bring glory to our God, boy. And we will establish God's covenant in the earth. Apostle and Pastor, you know, I thank God for y'all. I thank God for your ministry, for everything that God is doing in and through y'all, you know. There are needs out there, you know, that the people have, you know. And nothing happens outside of prayer, you know. God said, listen, my word will not return to me void, but it will accomplish what you sent it to do, you know. We don't have the means right now to the technical difficulty to have listeners, all of you out there under the sound of my voice, to call in. But God knows what your need is.
Yes.
God knows what you have need of. God knows what your prayer request is. And through this radio broadcast for the next few minutes, I think we got about 5 minutes left, you know, that I am going to turn it back over into the hands of Apostle Ron and Pastor Early. So just pray for you, the body of Christ out there, you know, that man, every need that's represented out there, that it is met. Every sickness and disease that's out there, that by the stripes of Jesus we heal. Every deliverance that need to be, anyone who need to be delivered from anything, that who the Son set free is free indeed. And every need, hallelujah. So, Apostle and Pastor, will you pray for the radio audience out there for the need that they might have that they're not able to articulate over this radio broadcast?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Holy Spirit, we just want to take the time out and welcome you now. And, Lord, we thank you that the grass withers and the flowers faded away in the world, Lord, stand still forever. God, we thank you that whenever the enemy will come in like a flood, that the Spirit of God will rise up a standard against the enemy, God. And those who are listening today on this live broadcast, God, we pray right now, God, that you'll do a red sea in their life, that you'll depart the waters, God, that you'll release your angel, Father God, and go and destroy all the opposition and the diabolical forces of the adversary, the devil that is holding up their breakthrough, Father God, in Daniel, Father God. You heard his prayer 21 days ago, but the prince of the king of Persia withstood him 21 days, God.
Yes.
But you are known as Baal-Perazim, the master of breakthrough, God.
Yes,
Lord, we thank you for breakthroughs in every situation and those who are listening, God. We thank you for your blood, Jesus, that is covering us. Every one of us right now, their kids and grandkids, their bodies, and their just every sickness and disease. And we thank you that wherever the enemy will come in, Lord, wherever he will see the blood of Jesus Christ applied, the destroyer will not be able to come in and destroy anything pertaining to us, God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, that you are shaking the heavens, that you are shifting the atmosphere
right now, God, that you
are moving like a rushing mighty wind, God. You're going forth throughout the four corners of this universe. Go throughout the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God, and release your anointing over every listener right now, God. Bless this radio station of Pastor Arthur LaVar and his wife Gail right now, Father God. We thank you for peace in their lives. We thank you for blessing their children, their home, and their finances, God, and this radio station. The peace that they gave us and received us, we release our Apostle 100 reward in their lives and to those who are connected to this radio station and this ministry. In the name of Jesus, I pass this prayer to early in my life.
Yes.
And Father God, we just come. We just got a text, Father God, from one of the mothers of our church, oh God. We ask, Lord God, that you would send your angels around her grandson, oh God, and close up that hole that has been placed in his body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, because they say that one life matter. We pray, Lord God, that every gun will be done away with, Father God, and that the Spirit of God will come upon these young men. And, Father God, that the power of God will wake them up so that they won't die and go to a burning hell. We pray for every mother with a burden, oh God, who's grieving right now, Lord God, over her son. Like Rachel crying out for her children. Oh, God, we ask in the name of Jesus that the angels of the Lord will surround these young men. That, Father God, they would see your angels around them, oh, God, and it will bring fear upon them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch the mother's heart right now and let her know, Father God, everything will be all right. Father God, we pray over everyone on this line right now, Lord. We ask your blessing upon Pastor Arthur and his and First Lady, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would cover them and their children with the blood. This radio station, oh God, we ask that this will be a tool, oh God, to win souls to the Lord in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for each and every one of our family members. Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus for this whole world. Father God, set them free. Set them free, Lord God. Let them come back to you, Lord, and ask, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Apostle. Amen. You're welcome. Welcome.
And thank you, Pastor, you know, for being on the broadcast with me, you know. We look forward. Maybe we can continue this on next week. God, people have need of prayer. This is Bethel Divine Intervention Ministry, 1909 Highway 71 in Bunker, Louisiana, and Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry. Pastor Arthur and Gail LaVell. We love you with the love of the Lord. We pray God's best for your life. If we could be of any assistance to you, you can contact us at area code 713-870-3776. If you need further prayer or encouragement, feel free to call us. We love you with the love of the Lord and pray God's best over your life. Look forward to talking to you again
next week. Apostle Ron and Pastor Earlene, thank you. God bless you, your ministry, your family, everything that you put your hand to. And hopefully we'll be back on next week. We'll just let the Holy Spirit lead us in the name of Jesus. Radio audience, be blessed and know that your way maker has made the way for you already. Walk in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Talk to y'all.